And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just pulling pins on truth grenades. That's what we're doing. So I got several things to run down here with you about the governor's race. So first of all, do bear in mind that, like I said earlier during the Butters and Lee segment, I don't remember this happening in my memory, but we have an opportunity right now to see open seat races for term-limited governors, the seats, I mean, in Alabama, Tennessee, Georgia, and Florida all at the same time. So you've got Kay Ivey, Bill Lee, Brian Kemp, and Ron DeSantis, all term-limited. Their seats are now open. That's a thing, man. In the political world, that's like a tornado season in weather, right? This is big doings. So this is going to be a dynamic race. In Alabama, what do we have? Right now, the two big names being talked about, it's three really. Rick Pate is the ag secretary, and Rick Pate's a great guy. I know him. I love Rick Pate. I think he's a solid dude. But I believe Rick Pate just decided, you know what? I can see the handwriting on the wall here. I'm going to run for lieutenant governor. So he's doing that. So who are the top two names then in Alabama? They are indeed our current Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth, who's been on this show several times, and our U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville, who's been on the show many times. I love them both. I will tell you this. I think that Tuberville's name ID means that if he wants to run, that he's the one to beat. I think it will be Tuberville's race to lose at that point. And he's not ruling it out. He's not ruling it in or out, to be honest with you. 1819 News has a story came out just 2 days ago. The Tuberville for governor discussion gained steam after he told somebody recently. I haven't had a lot of time to think about it, but a lot of people are calling and telling me things. He said, here's what I tell them. I want to do what's best for the people of our state. I'm not doing it for me or anything else other than I want to give back. I will tell you this. Tuberville's got all the money in the world. He doesn't have to run for anything. He's not trying to make a living. And he's been a great senator. I would hate to lose him in the Senate. But I could see him coming home and not having to worry about flying back and forth to D.C. and be able to enjoy his house, you know, at the lake periodically. And I think he would be a governor that would literally be the guy who calls the press conference and rallies the troops. I think he would go pure on like Trump, Ron DeSantis style. And we'll see. Will Ainsworth right now is saying, according to an article from AL.com, that if Tuberville gets in, it does not change the calculus for him. He says, Senator Tuberville's done a good job. That does not impact my decision. Okay. He says that. I heard there was a poll that came out recently that said that Tuberville was way ahead. If they both jumped into the race tomorrow, Tuberville has like a 60-15 lead. Haven't seen that poll, but I've been told by somebody who has seen that poll. I will say this. That's going to be a dynamic race. Right now, I think in Alabama, it's Tuberville. We'll talk more about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. Goes from Huntsville back on over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa back on over to Gadsden. I'm talking about all the way down to that prettiest little town on the plains called Auburn. And yes, stretching across to Fort Benning. Did I call it Fort Benning? I did. And even big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi thrown in for good measure. All right, listen, welcome to the final half hour here on a thankful Thursday. A bunch of text messages from y'all. I'll get to those in just a moment. So keeping this thing going about who dat for governor. So Alabama, I do believe right now, if Tuberville decides he wants it, it's his race to lose. Will Ainsworth has certainly been vying for that job now for several years. And rightfully so, he's been the lieutenant governor. He's done a great job there. He's been probably one of the most active lieutenant governors we've had. I love Will Ainsworth personally. So I think that he's a viable candidate. I do think though, name ID and push from the public, I think it's going to wind up being Tuberville if he decides to get into that race. Tennessee, what you going to do there, Volunteer State? Well, Tennessee. How about this? Tennessee's 2026 gubernatorial election is also shaping up. Pulled this off the Nashville banner. Right now, we're looking at Senator Marsha Blackburn, who I like Marsha Blackburn in the Senate. But Marsha Blackburn has been up there for a number of years, and also Congressman John Rose are both saying they're running. They've kind of soft launched their campaigns because you can't officially declare your intent under the law until you get to a certain date. In Alabama, it's 1 year from the day of the primary before you're allowed to actually declare openly and begin raising money. So I believe it's the same way in Tennessee. But the bottom line is this: right now, we're looking at the two most viable candidates that have announced their intent to, you know, pursue the option, and we're talking to people about it, and wink, wink, nod, nod. I'm not really official, but here I am, Marsha Blackburn, U.S. Senator, and Congressman John Rose. So we'll see how that goes, but right now I would say that once again, and keep in mind, John Rose, he can be a great congressman, but the truth is, a congressman runs in a district, a senator runs statewide, and a governor runs statewide. So Marsha Blackburn has already run statewide races and probably has better name ID, which is huge. And keep in mind, there's things you look for. You want the person who can do retail politics. You want the person who can do fundraising because you can't do it without money. But then you also want the person who has what's called a favorable, unfavorable, good balance. You want more fave than unfave. And then you got to have name ID. And you think about, well, I mean, everybody who's in office thinks that people know who they are. Listen, I had been very, very active in my community and in my community's politics and, you know, in my community's ministry. And then I ran for office in my community and realized I didn't know anybody. I knew people in my bubble. That's the thing. Your bubble's got to be big when you run for office. And you can build name ID, but Marsha Blackburn is just like, in many ways, like what's going on with Tommy Tuberville. She's ahead of the game because her statewide name ID is going to be much higher. So there's that. Now, we do have one state senator, I think he is. Or is he? No, he's actually a congressman. I'm sorry. I apologize. The Chattanooga region, U.S. Representative Chuck Fleischman has already endorsed. He's getting out there early. Times Free Press has him saying he has already endorsed Marsha Blackburn for governor. So people are beginning to line up already. Whose camp you going to be in, man? What are you going to say? Well, you're going to run a risk, man. You get out there too early. People know where you are. And then, you know, if they don't run, what are you going to do? You're going to be the guy who turned against them. You know what? It's like playing cards. You can either keep the cards close to your vest or you can go ahead and start calling the bluff early. In this particular case, Chattanooga Congressman Chuck Fleischman from the Chattanooga region has said that he's in for Marsha Blackburn. I think right now, those two races, I think you're looking at Marsha Blackburn and Tommy Tuberville have the edge if they both decide to jump in the race. Georgia, I don't know what to tell you about Georgia. I don't know him, but the Attorney General of Georgia, a Republican, is a guy named Chris Carr, but I've heard he's the establishment guy. He's like the Chamber of Commerce style Republican. He's like the Mitch McConnell would probably choose it. That's what I'm hearing. I don't know him. I'm not steeped in Georgia politics, but I will tell you this. Those of y'all in North Georgia, Brian Kemp is out 2026. He's term limited. So you got a brand new competitive seat and you've got Democrats and Republicans lining up. And with the Atlanta blue sections that we've got, Democrats have opportunities. I mean, look at it. Right now, they've got two Democrat senators from Georgia, of all places. Georgia! Literally, Ossoff and Warnock.
I think that's going to change, personally.
I think,
knock on wood.
I think so. I mean, I think it's very possible, especially Ossoff.
But, I mean, they made it loud and clear when they voted on their radical bills that they voted on.
Yeah, they did.
And their constituents, I would think, are not quite happy.
I would agree. By the way, the Georgia Lieutenant Governor, a guy named Burt Jones, and Georgia Secretary of State, who's been rather controversial over the last few years, Brad Raffensperger, are also floating their potential for bids for the GOP primary. So the GOP primary could get pretty robust. Right now, the Democrats, the only one I know of, is a Reverend Olujimi, I don't know how to pronounce it. He goes by the nickname Ulu Brown, Democrat. Well, we'll just see. All I know is this. We need our Georgia back. All y'all out there in ruffian land, we need our Georgia back. Just saying. So there you have it. I didn't even get into Florida right now. I think Byron Donalds is one of the lead candidates declaring that he's going to be running for governor. He's already gotten the Trump endorsement. I suspect, strongly suspect, that Tommy Tuberville would get a Trump endorsement if he wanted it. I don't know for a fact, but I think that you might see that coming out of Tennessee with Marsha Blackburn. I do not for a second think that Brad Raffensperger over in Georgia would get the Trump endorsement. Just saying. But I do believe it's possible to get Georgia back. So,
by the way, I have some comments on the live stream here talking about this. Joe from Decatur says that Governor Tuberville, so there's that. But then also have another comment that says, who knows if Tuberville will run for governor or not, but I do know that I'm perfectly fine if Katie Britt becomes the senior senator from Alabama. She says she's got her act together and performing ahead of many seasoned senators. This is in no way a criticism of Tuberville. I would agree with all that, except that she got her act together. I don't know what mess up she had to get her act together, but other than that, yeah, I would agree with that.
Just a general statement. She appears to already have her act together is what he's saying, I think.
Well, no, it says she's got her act together. Oh, maybe he is just saying she's got her act. You know, either way. If he was saying, you know, oh, thank God Katie Britt got her act together, I would, you know, disagree
with that.
It's
all in context.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mike from Florence says, oh God, here come more lawyer jokes. My gosh. Mike from Florence, if I get my mouse to work. Mike from Florence says, what do you call three lawyers at the bottom of the ocean? A good start. Do you have like a, give me a womp-womp or something. Lawyer jokes. Call y'all lawyer jokes. Adam from Athens says, Big League Chew is great for 12 seconds, and Jolly Ranchers are my guilty pleasure. Adam, okay, good enough. Yeah, Big League Chew, you can about choke on the sugar in the first few minutes. I actually have to spit it out, which makes you feel like you really are dipping at that point. Jody from Notasauga says, Colonel, come on down to Auburn, watch a baseball game, and eat some of their boiled peanuts. It doesn't get much better than that. You know, Jody, I think environment does help. And I would imagine I would probably like boiled peanuts better at a baseball park. But overall, I think if I had the option between dry roasted or boiled, it's going to be dry roasted every time. TL from Huntsville says, can Yellow Dog Mike find anything to be thankful for on Thankful Thursday? Yellow Dog Mike, you were asked a question. Can you find something to be thankful for? TL from Huntsville and I both want to know. Shane from Athens says, these celebrities won't stay in the other countries or the liberals because these other countries won't put up with that pronoun crap and transgender silliness. Fair. We'll see. We got a brand new texter in the line, Deborah from Harvest. Deborah, we're glad you're with us. She says, Phil, you ought to watch John Wayne's movie McClintock if you like Tombstone. I have. And yes, I do like John Wayne. Anything with John Wayne is good. David from Huntsville says, thankful for so many things. You and our friends, Phil, glad we will get a new governor. I want one like DeSantis, capable leader, principled conservative. I'm not going to run. No, I'm not going to run. Thank you very much. Shag Nasty the Atheist checking in. Shag Nasty says, Tuberville from governor, get him off the national stage, LOL. Okay. I don't think you won't feel his impact, though, Shag Nasty.
It's not like we're going to replace him with a liberal. I'm just saying that if he does run for governor. So, yeah, I think you're getting a conservative either way. Knock on wood.
But then Shag Nasty actually asked me a serious question. Going back to our discussion earlier, he says, what are y'all's thoughts on overturning birthright citizenship? If being born in the U.S. to parents that were born in If being born in the U.S. to parents that were born in the U.S. should make you a citizen, what should... Okay. First of all, no one is saying that if you were born in the U.S. to U.S. citizens, that's a problem. If they were born in the U.S. and you were born in the U.S., you're pretty much guaranteed. But I think what you're talking about, though, is illegal aliens coming over here and doing what we call, anchor babies or birthing tourists. I'm for overturning that, to be honest. And I don't think that the law, Shag Nasty, I don't think that the law is as specific as people always uphold it to be, but it will require judicial interpretation. It's not going to be an executive order that can get this one done. Why? Because it's in our Constitution. But the wording of it has to be interpreted. Was it ever meant to have 20 million people flood across the borders? Many of them have babies here. They came here illegally. They broke the law to get in here. Some of them skirted the law to get here. And then they had a baby while they're here in automatic citizenship. And I don't think the founders ever intended that to be the framing of the birthright citizenship discussion ever.
Even if it's not overturned, I would like for it to at least be amended to where it can't be taken advantage of like it is right now.
I think what you're going to wind up happening, I don't think it'll be overturned. I think it'll be interpreted by the courts.
Yes.
The Supreme Court of the United States will say, at some point, they'll say, the interpretation of that statute or that constitutional provision is this. And the world will have to go, all right, there it is. And then the only way around it then is to amend the Constitution, which is far more laborious. Bob from Madison. Thank you, Shag Nasty, by the way. Thank you for the real question. Bob from Madison says, hey, Phil, you're seeing The Quiet Man. I have. One of the few movies that John Wayne did that was not the usual style for him, The Quiet Man. It was a good movie. I'll tell you what else I like, too, is his very last movie, The Shootist. Did you ever see that?
I don't think so.
So I just lost my, what's the name of the guy that played Opie on Andy Griffith? Hang on a second. I had a brain cramp because I wasn't prepared to talk about it. Are you looking him up?
I am looking him up, yeah.
Opie. Who played Opie?
Ron Howard.
Ron Howard. Ron Howard, as a teenager, maybe young 20s, plays a young guy who's fascinated by John Wayne's character, who's a gunslinger, but he's a gunslinger in the days when the West is becoming more civilized. There's automobiles, there's things that are changing. He's like a dying breed, but he's actually dying because he has cancer. So it's the story of a gunslinger coming to terms with his own mortality and this kid who worships him in the guise, and John Wayne's basically saying, don't worship me. It's a great movie. It was actually John Wayne's last movie, too. And then last one before I go to the break here on a thankful Thursday, Tuberville for Governor Phil Williams for U.S. Senate, Junebug. I'm flattered, Junebug, but right now my calling is the microphone that I have in front of me. All right, you guys, thankful for all of you. We're taking a break. We'll come right back. We'll wrap the day. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.